Taylor, let's visit, if we can. You've been visiting with a group here about the Endangered Species Act and some of the complexities with the different herbicide strategy and such that we've got from the agency. Maybe just back up and tell us, how did we get to this point?
Sure. So EPA has been working on these strategies for a few years now. Essentially, a lot of this is stemming from lawsuits that EPA has had about the Endangered Species Act. And we've settled some of the major cases in the courts, and we are working on strategies to move forward and protect endangered species while also allowing responsible pesticide use.
And really, it still is a work in progress as we pull the strategy together. The herbicide strategy is fine, but even with that, they're taking more public input.
Absolutely. So where the rubber really hits the road here is on EPA's review of active ingredients. And so folks will continue to have opportunities to provide input in that process.
So timeline, how will this affect our growers here?
Sure. So the herbicide strategy is final, and so we can expect that EPA will start to use that strategy as it reviews active ingredients moving forward. Folks may start to see label language today on new ingredients. The insecticide strategy is not final yet. That's going to be coming out in spring, and so we've got a bit more to wait on that one.
Obviously very complex and a lot of questions. How do we continue that education process? Where do folks go for more information?
Yeah, outreach and education is going to be so important on this topic. And EPA has been putting together toolboxes online, mitigation menus with descriptions, links, resources. It is a starting point that other folks can build from to get this information out there.